All right, brochachos, it is episode 101 of the Strongpreneur podcast. My name is Tom Reber, and I am coming to you from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And it is a beautiful spring day, and today I want to talk about creating your own money machine. This coming Tuesday, on our Contractor Sales Academy live call, we're actually talking about how to create a money machine in your business, you know, that type of thing that just prints money for you and it works. You flip it on and it works. And so today I'm going to take an opposite approach of a how-to, and I'm going to say how to not create a money machine. And hopefully one of the five things or all the five things here that I share with you today will absolutely help wake you up a little bit and set you right, set you on the path to creating a money machine in your business. All right, so check it out. Number one, the number one way to not create a money machine in your business is to make it hard to communicate with your clients. Like seriously, guys, make it really hard. Don't return phone calls. Have a busy and confusing website. Make sure that when somebody lands on your website, it's really hard to figure out what they should do, what they should fill out, what number they should call. Make sure none of the links work and things like that. All right. Another good thing, making it hard to communicate with your clients, is make it really hard for them to understand the scope of work that you're doing. Okay. And make sure that they have no idea what your plan for the job is each day and when you plan on being done. So if you want to not create a money-making machine, make sure you make it really hard and confusing anytime you're going to communicate with a client, all right? Because that's the first nail in the coffin of not succeeding with your money machine. Second way to not create a money-making machine in your business is allow grouchy and negative people to work for you. You know, on episode 100, I think it was, Travis shared about how he had some contractors come into his home to install some countertops. And all they did the whole time was whine and complain about how they had to work late and the boss was stupid and whatever else and how life sucks, they don't have any money, you know, and the popo's after them, okay, or whatever it was. So, listen, you know, we all love it. I mean, seriously, when an employee of another company is in our home, and they're complaining about their job and their life. So, I mean, why not do that in our own business, okay? So, obviously don't do that. Third way that you cannot create a money machine in your business is to make sure that you have no idea what your numbers are. Make sure each day is a new adventure of wondering whether or not you're going to make money. I mean, seriously, who wants to be all bored and stuff of the consistency of just knowing that you're charging the right prices and that you're making X amount of profit and that the bills are paid and your spouse is, you know, content and secure and happy and all that stuff. So if you don't want to have a money-making machine, make sure you have no idea what the numbers of your business are and you're on your way to that. Hey, is it unreasonable to expect your business to fund your family's needs? Or maybe run itself when you're not there? Or what about producing 50% profits or more? Or how about a business that takes only 40 hours or less per week of your time? Is it unreasonable to expect your business to put a smile on your face each day, to pay for your retirement, to be a pillar of business in your community, or to provide a great experience over and over and over again that your clients rave about? All right, guys, these things that we want in our business are achievable, but they're only achievable when you get real with where you're at and the actions that need to take place to get you to where you want to go. And I've been there. I have been that guy that was running a business and it was not meeting my family's needs. And no way could it run itself, and no way was it making the profits that it needed to, and it was certainly not putting a smile on my face and a bunch of these other things. And so over the years, I've realized that there's some simple concepts that I learned through myself hiring other coaches in the past, being part of groups like that, and one-on-one coaching. I've learned through massive trial and error and super expensive lessons. And I want to share that with you in our program called Accelerate. If you go to motorhard.com/accelerate, you are going to see that we have a 90-day program that's going to help you build a stronger business. And so in 90 days, you're going to get a daily lesson delivered to your inbox every morning for 90 days. You're going to get something that you can act on right away. Simple concepts, real life examples, and all this will happen in 10 minutes or so or less each day in some sort of a video lesson. And that video might be a video of me speaking. It might be a video of a screen share where I'm showing you some of our spreadsheets and things like that that we use to figure up how much things should cost and stuff like that. Guys, you're going to get the benefit of my 20 years plus in the contracting industry. You are going to get access, lifetime access, even after the 90 days, to our private Facebook group where a lot of the magic happens. And it's all yours, all right, for a super low price. All right, so listen, you get guidance on 6 key areas of your business. You know, listen, we talk about mindset, leadership, sales, marketing, operations, and finance and budgeting. All right, so while you're eating breakfast, while you're, doing your morning duty or whatever it is, 10 minutes or less a morning to start your day right, you can actually get started for only $1. All right, and to check it out. So head to motorhard.com/accelerate to check it out, and we'll see you on the other side, Motorhard. Number four, do not under any circumstances put any systems in place that will ensure that you do things the same way every time. And for sure, don't give ownership of tasks to anyone on your team. You know, like a sales role or an operations role or the office role, the admin role, stuff like that. Do not delegate ownership to anyone else because, listen, when you have systems in place and you're given ownership and all that stuff, you know, you're going to get out of the middle of everything and you're no longer going to be the center of your own universe and your business. And so we wouldn't want that to happen in any circumstance. All right. And the last thing, guys, of how to not create a money-making machine in your business is to make sure that when things are not going as planned, that you got to avoid looking in the mirror. You know, everyone knows that you've been a stellar business person, an amazing leader, and a great boss. And so it's surely someone else's fault that things in the business suck right now. So make sure that when things aren't going well, you're not hitting your goals, there's trouble in paradise, make sure that you point somewhere else other than yourself. And that will be the final nail, the fifth and final nail in the coffin of making sure that you do not create a money-making machine for your business. All right, guys, so check it out. Listen, this is, you know, my attempt at some sarcasm and making light of a few topics here. But the bottom line is these 5 things that I shared, if you simply focused on these things, if you communicated better and more simply than anyone in your industry, if you only hired happy and content people that were positive and had a good attitude, if you truly focused on just your numbers and not worried about anyone else's numbers and what the market is charging and all that other garbage, you put some systems in place, you hire great people, you pay them more money, and you let them run those systems, and you get out of the way. And then when you finally say, you know what, everything good or bad, especially bad in this business, is my responsibility, it's my fault. Things aren't going as planned, if I have people problems, money problems, scheduling problems, marketing problems, sales problems, any problems, it starts and ends with me as the leader. Guys, if you simply do these 5 things and focus on these 5 things, you are going to build an uncommon business. You're going to build the type of business that other people are going to look to from the outside and totally respect. And from the inside, the people that are in it, they're going to feel proud to be part of it. All right, so focus on these things, create that money-making machine that I know you all want, and things will definitely turn for you All right. So these are five simple things that you can focus on to get the type of business that you want to get. All right. So with that, appreciate you hanging out here for this quick solo cast here today. I look forward to some of the guests that I have coming up in the episodes in the very near future here on the Strongpreneur Podcast. You guys rock. Have an awesome day. Travis, bring in the guitars.